the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 509. Come, come, my soul, with boldness come unto the throne of grace. There Jesus sits to answer prayer and shows a smiling face. 509.
Thank you. read together from the most holy word of God, Psalm 107. Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people. Praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. A fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs, and there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his most holy word and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious and almighty Lord God, O do teach us how to pray, O Lord, we plead now. We cannot pray aright unless by the blessed Spirit that is indicted in our hearts. O Lord, this poor sinner, as we stand before the people in this public way and manner, how great a need we have. But O Lord, pour out upon this one, then we plead, that spirit of grace and supplications, but upon us each. Maybe those silent petitions that arise from the pew, from those that truly have been brought into thy courts again this day. For thou hast given them earnest desires, living desires. They've entered into thy courts again this day with us, sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. There is our desire after thee and after thy righteousness. But, O Lord, we have to venture, do we not, and all our unworthiness, we have no worthiness of our own. Ah, we come burdened, oh, we do. This poor sinner, we feel it so, and we need thee to take that life coffin off the altar. I'm a man of unclean lips. Oh, do take that life coffin off the altar and touch it upon my lips. Enable us to speak. But, O Lord, what a mercy it is even this day, the foulest sinner out of hell, that lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. O Lord, thou knowest perhaps one has come in again, even this day into thy courts. Ah, they've been brought to see their very heart is but that sink of sin. It is all foul within. Ah, they've tried to patch up their own inglorious righteousness. And has been stripped from them. Ah, what a mercy it is. And they're brought even this day with nothing in their hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, fouler to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Ah, they realise the days fast hasten on, They've been brought to see, conceived in sin, shapen in iniquity. Oh, that one, been brought to see, there is no good thing within. But oh, may they be brought even this day to that sweet knowledge, ah, it is our one whom thou hast loved from all eternity, black but comely. Draw me, and we will run after thee. There has been that drawing, because, ah, may they prove it all, even this day. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness, have I drawn thee. Those bands of love, those cords of a man, all those that love which has set upon them from all eternity, and it is that time appointed. Oh, may it please thee, hear us, where in Zion, that time appointed when thou wilt favour Zion, when there'll be those brought forth to the birth, brought forth to the birth here and elsewhere. Lord, we plead for it. Has there been that travailing in Zion? Oh, have we travailed? We read when Zion travailed, she brought forth. Oh, there might be more earnest travailing in Zion. Oh, Lord, that all may it please thee this day, that here or elsewhere in Zion there may be those wrought upon by the Spirit, that thou wouldest, perhaps even this day and all, that thou hast quickened the dead and caused them to cry. That even this day there may be those brought into the liberty of the gospel. Oh, thou hast quickened them. And yet, perhaps even this day they come in with Satan at their right hand to resist them. But oh, say unto Satan, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God. And oh, that thou wouldst reveal thyself to them in love and mercy. Oh, they may see by faith that which thou hast wrought in their room, place, and stead. Or lead them into the garden of Gethsemane. Or lead them there, O Lord. They may hear thy cries and thy groans. And oh, they may see by faith that it was their sins that caused the hidings of the Father's face. That it was their sins that caused thee to cry out concerning that bitter cup. Father, if it be possible, let this bitter cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. But the hidings of the Father's face. Oh, lead them there, O Lord. Lead them further on, we plead, to the foot of the cross. And oh, to see thee hanging there upon the accursed tree. That one, he who knew no sin, but that made sin for his people, and hung upon the accursed tree. But oh, to see thee there, in thy agonies and thy blood, but to hear thy dying cry, it is finished. It is finished. Nothing more to pay. The whole sum cancelled. That finished work. Lord, thou knowest where is there such a one that desires that. They long to know. They long for that sweet assurance of faith. Their days fast hasten on, eternities before them, never dying soul. A sinner indeed, a sinner indeed. It is finished. The whole sum cancelled. Ah, and to see that fountain opened in that day. And ah, what a mercy it is that even to us poor sinners that we trust have been favoured with those tokens for good. We have to go again and again. Ah, that fountain open for sin, it ever flows and ever will. To the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And ah, when we think upon the children of Israel, ah, when they were bitten by those serpents in the wilderness. There was raised, was there not, up upon that pole, the brazen serpent. Ah, and there we have a precious Christ raised high upon a gospel pole, that one that, we have to go again and again, looking alone unto Jesus. We have to go again and again in all our iniquities, in all our backslidings and turnings aside, pleading for Jesus' sake, pleading that precious blood. Ah, that precious blood. And so, Lord, even this poor one, we can't say we've been without sin. Can't say we've been without sin. Wash us every whit and make us clean. Plunge us in that crimson ocean, we plead. But, oh Lord, remember us each, we plead, from the youngest here to the oldest. We've been favoured to gather again in thy courts. Thou hast spared our unworthy lives. Thou hast maintained unto us the very breath we breathe. And it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. Ah, with this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. It's a continual burden, a continual need. Ah, we prove like the apostle of old, do we not? O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But oh, can we not? And ah, may we each be brought there. But I thank God, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Ah, Christ formed in the heart the hope of glory, one made precious. And oh, may it be unto each one of us, we plead, that wrought by the Spirit. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. More precious by far than anything here below. Oh, all these things here below are perishing. They shall perish with the using. They shall be burnt up in that day. But ah, to know my Jesus crucified. By far excels all things beside. Ah, oh, may it be so. Oh, Lord, do then touch each one's heart, we plead, from the youngest here to the oldest. Leave none to be found wanting in that day. That great and terrible day, it is coming, is it not? That great and terrible day. Ah, time to be born, we've satisfied that appointment that has brought us into the earth. There is that appointment, a time to die. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, for thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall lift my head with joy among the sons of God. O Lord, prepare us each for that day, young, middle-aged or old. Lord, leave none to be found wanting when the bridegroom shall appear. Oh, may we have that oil of thy grace in our lamps, have those lamps trimmed and their vessels full. Oh, how solemn if it should be, we were like those foolish virgins that we found that our lamps went out. We had no oil in our vessel. Ah, when they went to seek to buy, they returned and the door was shut. The bridegroom had appeared and brought a cord in those that were ready and waiting. The door was shut. Oh, how solemn it should be if that door was shut. Oh, Lord, oh, leave none untouched. Oh, leave none untouched. Oh, Lord, we are buried before thee. Thou knowest the heart and all the desire. Thou knowest the wishes which seem so weak. But Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Oh, perhaps that one, oh, as we said, pleaded a little earlier. Oh, Satan, their right hand to resist them. Call no more upon his name. Oh, they feel like that one at Bethesda's pool. 38 years he was there. 38 years he'd seen others step down, if we can put him that way, and receive the blessing. Perhaps others have seen, oh, there's one, perhaps even now, they've seen others receive the blessing and still they wait. Waiting daily at thy gates, at the post of thy doors. Oh, blessed be thy holy name. Oh, there is that time appointed that shall come and will come. Thou hast been able to say not only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me. And so, Lord, that one, they feel like one, Bethesda's pool. 38 years, many long years, and still they wait. Oh, Lord, do encourage them to wait and to plead on, for there is that time appointed that shall come. Though it tarry, it shall come. It shall come. Oh, Lord, thou knowest in the path of each one. We think upon the young and the rising race here, the children, the babes in arms. Lord, we would bear them before thee in this dark and evil day. What solemn days we live in. Violent men are abroad in the earth. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. Lord, do keep them, we plead. Hedge them about. May thy hand be upon them for good. O Lord, do keep them in the hour of temptation. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. And as they go on into life, O Lord, watch over them there. How subtle is Satan. Is a subtle foe, a very subtle foe indeed. O Lord, may they be now to look back in time to come and say, kept by the power of God. So, O Lord, keep them by thy almighty power. Or frustrate the pathway if it would bring them into danger and difficulty and draw them aside. O Lord, lead them in thy path. May it please thee, whilst young in years, to teach them. Put thy tender fear in their heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. May they prove that all these other things shall be added unto you. Remember the parents of families. Lord, grant them wisdom in our day. Grant them wisdom, O Lord, as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Grant them as encouragements, O Lord, in these things. O Lord, do undertake for them in all the difficulties of the way. Undertake and manage all by the way and to the end. And O Lord, do remember each one then, whether they have families or those in the midst of life and the carking cares and the trials of the way, those things that are in the pathway, in the home, in the business, in the workplace, in the further education. Lord, thou knowest where they are. O Lord, I'm enabled to cast their cares upon thee. Enable them, O Lord, to call upon thee in a time when thou mayest be found. May they prove that thou art a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. May they prove that thou art able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. O Lord, thou knowest then that which concerns them in the way. And Lord, the carking cares, the trials and the difficulties, the things that perhaps have occupied their minds so much in the past days. O Lord, lift them above them now, we plead. Lift them above earth's inferior things and set their hearts and minds upon those things which are eternal, which are heavenly. Satisfy them with thy goodness. O Lord, we plead. Lord, have we not known those times of troubles and trials and hath, yet thou hast drawn near with thy word and spoke, speak the word only. And thou hast spoken a word. It is lifted up in the way, it is encouraged us to go on. It is granted strength unto us, it is lifted up the weak hands and confirmed the feeble knees. Even to such a place like the prophet of old, when he is brought to such a place, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. Like the disciples of old, they toiled in rowing, their strength was decayed. Come and dine, come and dine. What a mercy you read in thy word. I'll not leave you comfortless, I'll come to you. And thou hast, all thou hast, even in the darkest and the most difficult of pathways, thou hast. And O Lord, do enable us to testify of these things. Oh, may we not let thy mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. Lord, remember also those in the even time of life. They feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Oh, may they continue to prove those everlasting arms, that one that has borne them all the days of old. That one, David testified, did he not, in the psalm where he testified that thou didst take him from his mother's womb and brought him through the pathway of life, and now old and grey-headed, forsake me not. There was that plea. Was it not those fresh trials in the even time of his life? Weakness and weariness of the way. But oh, was it not even there in that psalm, like it was in his younger days, when so troubled, when Ziklag was burned with fire, seemed to have lost everything, and even those about him talked of stoning him. Encourage himself in the Lord his God. Oh Lord, do then make all thy goodness pass before them in the way. May they be able to see that thou hast helped them hitherto. And he who hath helped them hitherto will help them all their journey through, and give them daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. Has there not been those Ebenezer stones we can look back to, those stones of help, Lord, hitherto. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hath he not said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Lord, do you remember any in affliction, any in a particular tried path? Many of the afflictions of the righteous. There may be afflictions of body, of mind, of circumstance, a peculiar thing in the pathway. Oh Lord, do sanctify the path to them. Grant them, they may prove even this day, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And if they're upon a bed of affliction, whether it is in their own home or in a hospital, O Lord, thou art not confined to place or means or mode. Make that place a Bethel to them, we plead. Oh, make it a Bethel to them. And remember those, O Lord, that through age and infirmity now cannot attend thy courts. They would if they could. That is their desire, but weakness of the body. Lord, do undertake for them. And some of thy servants now, so truly it is so, age and infirmity. Oh, may they prove those truths and those glorious things of the gospel, and those precious things of Christ be very real unto them. Oh, may they prove, come ye aside and rest a while. And thou would draw near and comfort their hearts, that thou would take them up in thy arms like the shepherd, their good shepherd and bishop of their soul. O Lord, do then undertake for them. that, Lord, any in a special path, a peculiar path, Lord, perhaps they feel no one else knows, no one else has walked in or is walking in such a path. Oh, may they prove like Job of old. But he knoweth the way that I take. A very singular path it may be, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So, Lord, remember each, we plead. Remember us also as a land and nation, how guilty we are. Turn thee the back and not the face. We sin against light and knowledge. Oh, how guilty we are. Abomination is added to abomination. Those laws are upon the statute book. Oh, we tremble at the thought of them. What must they be in thine eyes? Thou who canst not look upon sin. Ah, oh, we believe thou hast heard the cries of the remnant on account of the sins of this nation. Thou hast withheld thy hand is stretched out still. We've seen a goodly harvest and a gathering in of it. Ah, oh, truly the cries of the remnant. Thou hast in wrath remembered mercy. Oh, may we not become complacent, but oh, cry more earnestly. Lord, turn us once again, and we shall be turned. Overthrow wicked men, we plead, that have risen up to high places. And oh, Lord, may it please thee yet, those overturn those things which are contrary to thy word. There may be yet a repeating of those laws. At times we wonder, we feel such unbelief rise up that we cannot see how it can ever be. But is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh Lord, do yet appear for our beloved land. Turn us once again, we shall be turned. But oh Lord, as we see violent men are abroad in the nation and the nations of the earth, we tremble what may yet be before us. But, O Lord, hold us up in that day when we shall may yet have to speak and answer for those things before men. Testify before men of that which we believe. Oh, may we prove the God of Daniel. Oh, that thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. O Lord, but amidst all these things we may consider the sins of the nation, but O Lord, we have to come doing not even to our own hearts. Try me and search me, and oneself, try me and search me, see if there be any wicked way in my heart. And Lord, how solemn if we were rolling as sin as a sweet morsel under our tongue. Oh, enable us to confess it, grant grace to forsake it. Oh, grant that broken heart and a contrite spirit. Oh, grant that spirit of David like he, when he is brought to see that sin with Bathsheba. Create in me a clean heart. Oh, there was a, thou art the man. Thou art the man. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within. And so, Lord, do make us each humble before thee. Humble us under thy mighty hand. O Lord, grant that true confession of our sins, that godly sorrow for it. Lord, we plead. But O Lord, we're favoured to gather in thy courts. Thou hast spared us even to this day. Thou hast not cut us off, nor dealt with us according to our sins. We're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy still stands open. Whilst there is life, there is hope. But as a tree falls, so it shall lie. Oh, may we each be being able to call upon thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, may we deal with us each, we plead. Make us right and keep us right. Hold thou me up and I shall be safe. Oh, may that be our continual cry. But Lord, do help us now. Help the dear deacons in the choosing and the giving out of the hymns. Oh, Lord, grant them those encouragements in this also. Remember them also as a church and people here. Oh, Lord, do remember them in all that concerns them. And, O Lord, if it could please thee, are there none of thy dead elect in and around these parts? Oh, those whose names are in the Lamb's Book of Life, oh, may it please thee. Ah, work mightily in their heart, bring them to that time of hungering and thirsting, that aching void that the world cannot fill. They shall, have to venture in like those Greeks of old. Sir, we would see Jesus. And, O Lord, do touch their hearts, we plead. And, Lord, thy prodigals, thou knowest where they are also. Thou knowest where they are. Lord, go to them where they are. They may have gone from thy court, and like the servants of old used to speak, gone away from this, far from sheep can run. But thy hand is not shortened, it cannot save. Lord, do save unto the uttermost. Those are, bring them back with godly sorrow. Oh, true repentance and godly sorrow back into the Father's household. Lord, remember also those that are away, taking rest and change. Undertake for them where they are and bless them indeed. Lord, where they are found, and all thy servants have gone forth to labour this day. Lord, do bless Zion and favour Zion, and those that stand up in thy name. Grant them the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And oneself we seek it now. Lord, pour in that we may pour out, that we may do some poor sinner good, that thy name should have all the praise and all the glory. May it be, O Lord. Lord, I need that food also. A portion for seven and a portion for eight. Pardon and forgive then our many sins and our often failings. Where we failed in our asking, do be pleased to make up in giving. But oh, wash us every whit and make us clean. Ah, our petitions, O Lord. Oh, wash them in the blood of the Lamb. We plead them, we plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 391. Jesus, friend of sinners here, a feeble creature pray, from my debt of sin set clear, for I have naught to pay. Speak, O speak, my kind release, a poor backsliding soul restore. Love me freely, seal my peace, and let me rove no more. 391.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, the word which I trust rests upon my spirit, we found in the psalm we read, Psalm 107, and the sixth verse. I know it's repeated throughout that psalm, but the sixth verse, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses." Psalm 107 and the sixth verse, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses." As we said, when we arrived here, I felt at times I know little of the Word of God. I cannot enter into the historical parts and the deep, those deep and mysterious passages, but we trust, been led and taught of the Lord a little. We trust as a little that a righteous man hath in my own heart, which the Lord hath done. The Lord hath done. And out of that simplicity which we feel, oh, that Lord might enable us to speak. Well, that Psalm 107, each of the Lord's people, they shall have to be brought into it in measure. It must be so. Oh, we could understand all divinity and all the deep things and quote scripture. How good we know that is in its place. But we could understand all mysteries and all those doctrines. But if they're no more than that which is floating in the brain, it shall not do us any good in the dying hour. But we want that which is divine, divine reality unto a poor sinner. We want that which is real. Like as we were speaking on the past evening concerning Suki Harley. Ah, she could testify of that which God had done for a precious Christ had wrought in her. She couldn't, of her simplicity, she felt, no doubt she could not come very far with, say, doctors of divinity that may argue this and argue that and speak this and speak that. But she knew what the Lord had taught her by the Spirit. It was written upon the fleshy tales of her heart. It was not theory. It was that which was known and felt. Something must be known and felt. Ah, if there's nothing known and felt, then we're either dead, completely dead, or with that dead professor that has a form of godliness which knows no power, or with that high-minded Pharisee that has no need of a precious Christ, and he doesn't enter this psalm either. It is one that's wrought upon by the Spirit, taken in hand. Oh, as it begins, does it not, that psalm? We know it begins with, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Before we go any further, oh, that might be that encouraging unto one or another. Oh, that we might not let his mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and without praises die, but those things which concern our never dying souls, that the Lord has done. Ah, that there might be that wrought in the heart of one another, their mouths opened. Like this poor sinner, oh, there was a long time we couldn't speak. Oh, we delighted to hear others speak, but we couldn't speak ourselves. We felt we could come so far, but we're no more than like Ruth when she said, "Thy God shall be my God, and thy people my people." But that was as far as we could come. But there was that desire. The Lord had taken us in hand, and has the Lord taken you in hand? Has he begun that good work in your heart? given you new and living desires. It must be so, and you'll come into this psalm then. You'll know something of the beginning of this psalm. Ah, that one found wandering in the wilderness in a solitary way. And it will be a solitary path. You may have walked with the world beforehand, but now, many of the world perhaps. But now you can only go so far, and you have to withdraw. You may work with those that are worldly, and you can go so far, but then as withdrawing, you can't do the things you did. They've taken out that heart of stone and given you a heart of flesh, new and living desires. Ah, they're found wandering in the wilderness. It's gathered them. It's gathered them because they have love from all eternity. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Oh, man may argue against election, but some of us rejoice in election. Had it not been for election, where will we be now? Electing love, arrest that man, arrest that woman. Thus far thou shalt go and no further. We prove that who can stay, none can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Took us in hand, we sat in the pew. Oh, we can sit in the pew and our heart come, and we can be as dead as that seat we sit upon. And so we were. And this poor one was many years dead, unconcerned. We went in and out like the door upon its hinges, satisfied with the form. But the Lord takes in hand. The word is applied. It is that word which is sharper than a two-edged sword. It enters between the joints, separates between the joints and the marrow. It's that nail in a sure place. You can't do it for yourself. I couldn't do it for myself. Couldn't do it for myself. But the Lord, and the Lord begins a work. Man cannot begin it. He may try to. But it's a work of the Spirit. It takes up that abode in some poor sinner's heart. Takes up that abode. What a mercy it is, sir. We quoted it in prayer. Blank but comely one, draw me. We were an after thee. So that sweet resistless love, it draws, does it not? And they separate themselves. There's a separation, as we said, that we're separating from the things we did do. Can't go in those same ways anymore. You'll be like that sparrow alone upon the housetop. A solitary place, a solitary way. Why is it a solitary way? How solemn it is, but straight is the gate. Narrow is the way. Few that be that find it. As we said, it is not of man, lest any man should boast. It is a gift of God, but he will begin that work. And perhaps you can trace it out even to the beginning of this psalm. Blessed be his holy name if you can. But if you feel, I can't even come that far. I plead that the Lord might begin that work in your heart. They might begin that work. Break your heart of stone, and give that heart of flesh. But that one, quickened by grace, when man was created, when the Lord God Almighty created man, and formed man out of the dust of the earth, there was no life in him until he breathed into his nostrils. He became a living soul. And so you and I, by birth, we're dead. Dead, unconcerned. Unconcerned. We may have those, as it were, twinges of conscience from time to time, but we soon return, do we not? Like the sow returning to wallow in the mire. Unconcerned. But when the Lord begins that work, It is a sure work, and none can stay his hand. None can prevent it. None can bring it to a halt. Blessed be his holy name. Can someone rejoice in that? Ah, a sure work. And there will be a performance of those things. There will be a performance of those things. Ah, gathered. Gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, all kindreds and tongues. Ah, as we said, ah, those black but comely ones, they'll be brought to feel their blackness, their wretchedness and their poverty. They'll be brought to feel they're all foul within. They'll be brought to feel that, ah, a never-ending eternity of misery is their portion and their lot. They shall deserve it. But ah, it will call forth those cries, those groans before the Lord. They will be brought as hungry and thirsty ones. Ah, no more satisfied with just time things, perishing things. There will be that aching void that the world cannot fill. Hungry and thirsty. Does that find some poor sinner then? Ah, oh, they are hungering and thirsting after Christ and his righteousness. There's been many a groan, or have you been found in your closet in the past days, past weeks, perhaps past months, past years even? We quoted in prayer, do we not? And ah, oh, this one we felt like it for many years, like that one, Bethesda's Paul. He remained there, did he not, for all those years. We don't know how long he was there for. It was 38 years, whether it was 38 years of his age there, but or whether it was 38 years there, I'm not sure. But no doubt, many years. As we said in prayer, perhaps you feel like the one that, ah, you wait daily at his gates, at the post of his doors, like that one at Bethesda's pool. Saw others step down before him when the angel troubled the waters. No man to put him in. Such was his helplessness, his utter helplessness. Ah, that's a sinner indeed, utter helplessness. Ah, you may, as we found often, it was concerning myself. It was so. We tried to patch up our own inglorious righteousness, and we went a long way with it. Come not nigh me, for I'm holier than thou. But ah, we find that patching up of that robe, the rent grows worse. The more we try to patch it, the rents grow worse, until, brought like the hymn writer put it, till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. Wandering in the wilderness, in a solitary way, they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. I often go to that hymn, I believe it's 705. 705, but oh, is that perhaps the language of some poor trembling sinner? That hymn of Berridge's, 705. Thou poor, afflicted, tempted soul, with fears and doubts and tempest tossed, what if the billows rise and roll and dash thy ship, it is not lost. The winds and waves and fiends may roar, but Christ will bring thee safe on shore. But it's the second verse that I feel at times, ah, that was the language of my soul. The burden that I felt within, and it expressly seemed to sum up how I felt when I was longing for the Lord to appear for me. What ails those eyes bedewed with tears? Those labouring sighs that heave thy breast? Those oft-repeated broken prayers, dost thou not long for Jesus' rest? Ah, You've been brought out place, no help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. Then they cried unto the Lord. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. But is it not that weighty? The Lord tries the faith. He tries the faith. There was a time of waiting. But at the voice of thy cry, he will answer thee. But this verse then, what ails those eyes? Bedewed with tears. That one broken in heart and contrite spirit, the Lord does not despise. And in his good time and way, he will answer thee. He will answer thee. I've proved it so. We can testify of it. As I say, I can't speak of those things that enter into deep passages and dark passages. I certainly wouldn't become a doctor of divinity. But I trust that little my earthen vessel, which the Lord hath given, to the Lord favour me my soul with. What ails those eyes? Bedewed with tears, those labouring sighs that heave thy breast, those oft-repeated broken prayers. Dost thou not long for Jesus' rest? And can the Lord pass heedless by and see a mourning sinner die? What do we read in this psalm? Blessed be his holy name, that portion we've taken for our text. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Takes them in hand then. Leads them in that way everlasting, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. The Lord knows how you are found in his courts this day. The Lord knows your heart and all your desire. Perhaps it is those wishes which seem so weak. But there might be under this word, 'tis Jesus inspires, bids thee still seek. That one at Bethesda's pool, that time appointed came, did it not? The time appointed came, the Lord drew near. The Lord drew near. Healed him with that perfect healing. And it will be to that sinner that's waiting. He will not pass thee by. There will be that time when he will show himself in love and mercy. As we often say, the greatest of our troubles, is it not? It will be to that one quickened. Be the sin, that which, that dire contagion that courses through our veins from our very birth. And it's that precious blood of Christ. That is the only antidote, is it not? The precious blood of Christ revealed to the sinner. He will make it known. He will show himself in love and mercy. I believe he has done to me. And can the Lord pass heedless by and see a mourning sinner die? The psalmist here, I don't know who penned this psalm, but the psalmist here, he led them forth, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. The hungry soul with goodness. Ah, do you long then to be led into the banqueting house, where his banner over you is love? Ah, what a mercy. I believe there will be that time. I trust I proved it so in measure. I felt my cup ran over. It may be in a thing which your flesh will dislike, but faith will approve it well. The Lord is sovereign in his dealings with his people. But that time of love will come when, truly, not only shall that one see, that poor sinner see, that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me, he died for me, died that I might live. Now, I may have spoken of this before, but it comes again even now. Oh, when there was that longing in my soul, that longing for the Lord to appear, it was by a still small voice. A still small voice. Ah, perhaps poor trembling to know that you've heard a still small voice. And you're like me, such is unbelief that burdens us so, we seem to quench that still small voice. And like I thought of Samuel of old, he heard that voice, did he not? He did not realize it was a voice of Almighty God. He thought it was Eli calling him, did he not? That still small voice. Has there been, perhaps even in the past days, that still small voice? Is there any word from the Lord? It's been that word from the Lord. If you're like me, there was that such was unbelief, and that we were like Lazarus of old when he was called forth from the tomb. There was a measure of liberty, but not full liberty. A measure of no sight at all, because he was bound from his head to his feet, was he not, with those grave clothes? But when the Lord grants, loose him. Loose him, loose her, and let them go. It was under that second chapter in Ephesians. That still small voice that when the Lord spake. He spake in my soul those words. For I turn to it so I don't quote it wrongly. But that still small voice. And if there's that still small voice, like I'd heard it for many months. Many months. And it was this. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Now every morning, morning after morning, that same word, that still small voice, by grace are ye saved through faith. And that still small voice, one particular day I was so burdened and tried, I sat down and turned to this word. I didn't know at the time where it was. I turned and found that chapter it was in, and this chapter 2 of Ephesians. And as I read that chapter there, the Lord broke in. Peace and pardon. What does he begin? New hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past she walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, and as I read it, it began to break me down. I began to see the love and mercy of precious Christ being revealed to me. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And I verily felt it coming with that next verse then. It was that day. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. But as I read on down in that chapter there, precious blood, that work of grace, that which was done in my room, place, and stead. Is that your desire, your longing? What do we read further on down? You read it at your leisure. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments containing ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. That peace by his cross. Peace by his cross. Peace by his shed blood. Peace by those words, his dying words. It is finished. Nothing more to pay. The whole sum cancelled. That peace came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. But all the time is nearly gone. May it be so. And I believe then I was led on that language of the hymn writer. The last hymn came to mind this morning again. Well, on the past day also. But all that, may that be your portion as well as I trust it was mine. What a good portion it is. If it is to be made ours, it's worth more than anything that could be gained here below. But we read, do we not, Joseph Irons in that 1156, what sacred fountain yonder springs, up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What mighty sum paid all my debt, when I upon them stood, and has my soul at freedom set, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor lets one guilty blemish stay, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good, and from the curse has set me free? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. May that be then each one's theme. Oh, may the Lord work in your heart that desire. Give me Christ, or else I die. As we said, we often say, we're fast hastening on in prayer, I believe we said. Eternity's before us each. But all may be found in that glorious place. Son or daughter by blessed adoption, and heir of God, joint heir with Christ. That black but comely one. No worthiness of our own, but it's all of Christ. To be found in that place where, what theme, and will it not be then our theme? May we each be found then round the throne of God in heaven, singing his worthy praise. What theme, my soul, shall it not be to all eternity then? What theme, my soul, shall best employ thy heart before thy God, and make all heaven to ring with joy? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. The application of it. We spoke of Suki Harley a little earlier. She could testify of it also. She felt her unworthiness. She felt her wretchedness and poverty, but she could testify of that which Christ had done for her. Not notion. Something must be known and felt. And so it must be. Oh, so may the Lord quicken each one of us. Leave us not to rest on empty notions. May we be brought with a cry here. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And as we said, it's the greatest of all our troubles here below. We may have troubles and trials and may speak a little of that later. But our biggest burden, we begin with, like the hymn writer, with this burden I begin, Lord, remove this load of sin. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £660, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper. And there will be a church meeting on Monday, the 3rd of November. Let us close with hymn 987. Oh, what amazing words of grace are in the gospel found, suited to every sinner's case who knows the joyful sound. 987.
be pleased to bless that which is of thee. Upon some poor sinner's heart we plead. Oh, seal it upon their heart with that token of thy love. Oh, make them cry more earnestly. Oh, may they be found, and it will be so all the days of their life, with a cry unto thee, Lord, help me. Lord, uphold me. Lord, undertake for me. No, Lord, cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard or seen amiss. Do be pleased to come once again at the evening hour. Lord, we plead for our help. Lord, is it not help laid upon one that is mighty? No, Lord, grant it, we plead. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.